Podcasting worldwide via the internet from Lakeland, Florida, this is Whitfield Radio's True Believer program. And now, here is your host, the founder and president of Whitfield Theological Seminary and senior pastor of Christ Presbyterian Church in Lakeland, Florida, Dr. Kenneth G. Talbot.
Welcome to today's show, and thank you for your prayers and support of this ministry. Today, we're being joined by Dr. Randall Talbot, Executive Vice President of Whitfield College and Theological Seminary and the Academic Dean of the Collegiate Studies through Distance Learning Education. We'll be joined by Dr. Talbot right after this break.
Are you considering seminary education? Let Whitfield Theological Seminary provide your educational needs. Whitfield offers master and doctoral degree programs through distance education in ministry, theological studies, biblical counseling, and Christian education. You can complete your studies for the ministry or other church vocations in the privacy of your home in conjunction with your local church. For students who have never been to college, check out the Bachelor of Divinity degree program. Whitfield also offers lay study programs. Go to www.whitfield.edu for additional information. Remember, Whitfield offers classical Reformed theological education. Whitfield Theological Seminary, training a new generation of ministers around the world to disciple the nations in the theology of the Reformation.
Today's show is entitled Whitfield College, Post-Secondary Distance Learning Education. Our guest is Dr. D. Randall Talbot. Dr. Talbot is an ordained minister in the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly, where he holds a licensed pastoral counseling certificate, a licensed Christian educator certificate, and a licensed pastoral minister certificate for training of ministers for ordination. He currently serves as moderator of Westminster Presbytery and has served as the moderator of the General Assembly. His education includes a Bachelor of Arts degree in secondary education. The major was Social Studies, with an emphasis in History and Political Science from Cedarville University. Master of Arts in Counseling and Rehabilitation from Marshall University. A Master of Divinity and Doctor of Education from Whitfield Theological Seminary. And a PhD in Pastoral Theology from South Florida Theological Seminary. He's also done advanced studies with the University of Florida. He holds Florida Teacher Certification, Florida Guidance Counselor Certification. He has taught at Wayne County Middle School in Wayne County, West Virginia, Buffalo High School in Wayne County, West Virginia, Heritage Baptist University in Massillon, Ohio, and Marion Correctional Institution at Marion County, Florida. He held guidance counselor positions at Cloverleaf Junior High School in Lodi, Ohio, North Woods Central School in Ocala, Florida, Bellevue Santos Elementary School in Bellevue, Florida, and he served as principal and headmaster at Calvary Christian Academy in Wadsworth, Ohio, Rymer Road Christian School, Wadsworth, Ohio also, and Ocala Christian Academy in Ocala, Florida. Dr. Talbot, it's good to have you with us today to share information about the undergraduate education through distance learning program at Whitfield College here in Lakeland, Florida.
It's good to be here.
How many years have you spent in elementary and secondary education, and what's it been like through those years?
37 years, and it's been an up and down life experience. The greatest of the life experiences is the three Christian schools, day schools that I established, and the downside is having to work in situations that were a little bit more difficult. But I love education, I love children and teaching children, and it's been my life's calling, along with preaching the Word of God.
You've also participated in exceptional student education, working with special needs children. Could you tell us a little bit about what's involved with that?
Well, I spent a lot of time helping to identify and diagnose and staff children into a proper educational programs for them to get the best education that is possible. That's a very long process, and it's very involved, and there's many aspects of it. But it was wonderful to be able to help children who have a difficult time in learning in designing their education so that they could receive a good education.
You were also a guidance counselor, and that's primarily working here with exceptional students. How does a guidance counselor differ, though, from a teacher?
Well, a guidance counselor is like the in-between person who works with teachers in helping the children and work with the children to help work with the teacher. And so there is a lot of counseling on both sides to be able to bring the two together so that education is not only possible but is really promoted.
What were the particular duties in both elementary and secondary education in dealing with guidance counseling?
Well, besides the obvious, that is counseling children of all ages with personal or family problems, and that was one of the main responsibilities as a guidance counselor, but also counseling with children that had particular problems with on the campus or in the classroom, interrelationships with other students or faculty members. And then there was helping to identify and diagnose students with the learning difficulties, as we have already talked about, working with teachers on how to overcome these particular learning difficulties that the students had, preparing them for testing, and administering various educational tests, achievement tests, IQ tests. There was a lot of my time that was to help high school students make good decisions regarding personal choices, educational choices, that is, what college, you know, to go to and finding the means to get there, vocational choices and vocational schools to go to, helping them to match their goals with their abilities. And there are so many more aspects of a guidance counselor that we don't really have time to go into all of them.
In talking about that, though, with your academics, it seems that there's also a lot of personal counseling that went on, family problems within the home that could affect the children and their education. Did you have to deal a lot with that personally?
I would say just about every day there was a situation where I would have to talk to a child about things that were happening, you know, in the home and helping them and then helping the parents. And many times having meetings after school, trying to resolve issues.
Let me ask you, how, as a Christian, did you approach your responsibilities and duties going into a non-Christian environment? Well, how did they look at you as far as your personal faith and practice, and how were you able to integrate any of that within that relationship?
Well, I could best describe it as a mission field. It was a mission field that the most prevalent problem, as I saw it, through my own education, and especially my theological education, was the open and elaborate humanism that goes on in a public school. And where I'm speaking particularly here in many of my duties when I was in the public school system. And it was very evident, this humanism, especially when the teachers had to sit through the teacher training that was created by mandates coming down from the state government to train teachers and advance them in certain things, where the county administrators would have to come and teach and train these things. But it was also manifested in the classroom and in the curriculum, and so it was always a constant battle for me to do my best to always get the truth in.
And were there a lot of restrictions?
I was very fortunate in the many years that I was a guidance counselor and or teacher in public school to have men and women that were Christians who were my principals. And they always knew that one of my principals was in my top left-hand drawer of my desk. Whether that was a teacher or whether that was a guidance counselor, I always had the Bible. And I was always told that I could not initiate anything with it, but if anything ever came up about religion or faith or anything like that, that I had the ability to be able to do that. And many times I was able to give some good godly counsel using the Word of God. And then my counseling in elementary and secondary education in the public school system was all based upon Christian principles. I may not have used Christian terminology, but the basic foundation principle of counseling was from a completely Christian point of view. And I would have to say that any and all the success that I had came by using that truth and for the glory of God.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a denomination that continues in the heritage of the historic Confessing Church? The Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly maintains the Westminster Confession of Faith of 1647 together with the larger and shorter catechisms as our subordinate standards. We further recognize the value of other Reformed creedal standards and their acceptable use among our churches in teaching the theology of the Reformation. We're also unique as a denomination in that we embrace the doctrine of biblical inerrancy, maintain a literal 24-hour, six consecutive day creationist view of Genesis, reject the modern-day Erastian teaching of church incorporation, practice male head of household voting, encourage family integrated church practices, require an educated eldership, adhere to a two-office view of the church, Southern Presbyterian, while maintaining a threefold function of the eldership, preaching, teaching, and governing, and promote and support the training of our children in Christian educational institutions, especially in the homeschooling method. Come and visit the RPCGA website at rpcga.com or rpcga.us and review the standards, the Book of Church Order, and other position papers. A listing of churches and ministers is also available. Our website, again, is located at rpcga.com or rpcga.us. Consider becoming a part of the historic Confessing Church, teaching and maintaining the Westminster Standards.
All right, we're back. Dr. Talbot, would you tell us what are the principal foundations that you see for developing a Christian educational philosophy?
Well, of course, first we must always begin with the truth. And the only verifiable place to find truth is in God's Word. The philosophy of education for all Christians must begin and end with the Word of God. The Bible gives the principal foundation for developing an education in the truth for all of life. And that's where the foundations begin.
How would we distinguish these principles as they relate to the Scripture to a non-Christian system of education? How do you see a difference, in other words, between a Christian approach to education and a non-Christian approach?
Well, To put it simply, all non-Christian systems of education come from the mind and thought and the inventions of man. Therefore, they all tend to be humanistic in one way or another. Some are more subtle and difficult to perceive, and some are so blatant that it's absolutely obvious. However, the founding principle of all non-Christian education is the religion of humanism. And the foundation, as I have said, of a true biblical and or Christian educational philosophy comes from the Word of God.
When you say the religion of humanism, what do you mean by humanism? And why do you consider it a religion?
Well, broadly speaking, humanism where man places himself in the sovereign position. He is the one who wants to be sovereign. He wants the last word. He wants the say-so about him and his life to make his decisions and so on. And I say that it's a religion because all men were created in the image of God. They are religious. They believe. It's not a matter of whether they believe or not. It is a matter of what they believe. Who is their God? For those who believe in man and man's decision and what man can do, man is the final determiner of his destiny, is the belief in humanism.
Would you say then that this religious teaching or practice that sees man as the measure of all things, it really doesn't differ a whole lot from other religious types of education, as far as they are all humanistic, they're man-centered or man-created, and therefore public school education wouldn't differ from any other form of religious education that is non-Christian.
Absolutely true. If you were to read and observe, as I have studied through the years, Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2 and some of 3, you will see that they even use the word, what we believe. And the key word is believe. Humanists believe. And what they believe is that man is the final measure of all things in life. And that the future is in the hands of man and mankind. And therefore, it is a strong religion. And it was the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2. Let me give you an example of what I am saying. One of the main designers that helped design Humanist Manifesto 1 and a signer was John Dewey. And if you know anything about education, you know that John Dewey is the father of modern public education. So he is coming from a total humanistic religious view. It is what he believes. And they incorporated that into the educational philosophy of the public school system. It's just natural.
So there's a myth that's been propagated that if you send your children to public schools, they aren't going to be taught religion. They're actually religious neutral. But in reality, that's just not the case.
No. Nobody can be religious neutral. Let's get straight to the point here. Everybody comes from a religious point of view, as I said. And in a public school system, with all of the framers of the public school system from the beginning and all down through the many decades, humanism was incorporated in it because it was their religion. They needed to propagate their religion. And the best way to propagate their religion was to incorporate it in the curriculum. It began with those in the colleges and graduate schools. And then they became the teachers in the elementary schools, in the secondary schools. And they also became the writers of the curriculum. So you see, it was from a top down to every man's level, therefore, and every child's level, therefore, it has infiltrated every aspect of public education.
It reminds me of something that I read back when I was doing my studies for my doctorate in philosophy. One of the promises of public education when it was being introduced very heavily within the American system was that if we can put education as a high priority among the states, eventually all crime would cease in the United States. That it was going to be the means to a utopian society, and based on a scientific approach.
Yeah, science from their point of view, of course. And to them, that was, you know, heaven on earth.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Do you enjoy reading theological papers and articles on the Reformed faith? Then go to Theology Explained website and browse through the various articles, position papers, and research materials that are available. While there, you can participate in blogging on various topics of interest and interacting with others who are interested in the same subject matter. Go to TheologyExplained.ning.com. TheologyExplained.ning.com. And become a part of their active community.
And we're back. Let's change direction and move on towards the post-secondary level of education. Whitfield College and Theological Seminary was founded in 1980. This is the 30th year of operation. The college currently offers how many majors for the students to choose from, Dr. Talbot?
Well, right now, we only have five majors. They are in Bible, Christian education, or traditional day school and or homeschool, Christian philosophy, Christian counseling, and Christian legal advocacy is our newest one, and that is a pre-law program.
What program offerings do you see being developed in the future that will provide other opportunities for training?
Well, we're looking at trying to develop a business administration degree, Christian business administration, media productions, audio and video journalism, government and policy for political advocacy, something that's direly needed in our culture today, and secondary education. We do have elementary education right now, Christian education, where we want to expand that to secondary education or high school education in the areas of math, science, history, social sciences, and English. And even maybe extend that on to a full degree in Bachelor of Arts degree in Christian American history.
When you're developing programs like this, what is probably the hardest area to develop within constructing a course?
You know, I think the hardest is to go out there and find good, solid textbooks that are written by good, solid, Reformed, Orthodox Christians that will come from a purely biblical approach, biblical worldview, and give what the students need. And just digging and finding the best and presenting the best to our students is probably the hardest to do.
It seems like there's not an emphasis right now among the Christian community to advocate much more writing in these areas. It seems like they're not pursuing everything as far as developing a concept of world and life view that can be used within the structure of various texts dealing with various topics and subjects. What are the advantages for students or benefits for a student who wants to enroll in a distance learning educational program?
Well, I think the first thing there is the major savings in cost. For instance, it would be approximately one-third less cost to do distance learning education than it would be to go on campus. Second, there's much more flexibility when it comes to choosing particular courses. The time for studying and taking exams and so on, it's so much more flexible in your time. And last, I think there is a great advantage, and that is the advantage of when you begin the course and finish the course and you do it all at one time. I'm a real advocate of that. Now, we do have some students at Whitfield College that will do two or three courses at a time, and that is their privilege to do. But I have found, and most of our students have found, that they can begin a course and finish a course. They can concentrate and focus all their attention on all of the principles and all the information in that course. And as they have told me so many times, it helps them to retain those principles and facts, and that they are much more usable to them.
So it really gives a lot of strength to their memory retention to be able to recall facts, to focus in and put things within a perspective, especially as we put an emphasis upon a biblical and theological perspective of these various areas of education as they study. Do you find that the students' quality in the work that they do reflects that then as well?
Absolutely. I have seen the students, and I would say about probably 88% or close to that of our students are homeschooled students, and then probably the rest of them are students from a Christian day school or even public school. And what I have seen is as they start with Whitfield, they're just like any other education. It starts, it's very difficult for them, get a lot of questions and so on. But as they progress through each one of their courses and the more that they do, the more that they write, we have an emphasis upon writing at Whitfield College. And it really builds their skill of communication, and especially communication in writing. And I have seen this work tremendously and see how these students have developed.
What are some of the disadvantages, or at least what do you see as possible disadvantages in doing distance education?
Well, I guess the greatest disadvantage is there's no kind of social fellowship with other like-minded students. If they were to go to a Christian college campus, there would be, you know, times in which they could meet with friends and socialize and talk with each other. And that's probably the greatest disadvantage that there would be.
And as they take their courses, are the courses different than what you would do at a traditional Christian college, or aren't we talking basically the same overall curricular structure?
Well, they cover some of the same basic areas of life, of course. You know, education and counseling and different things, but the key is they come from a totally different perspective. You know, from so many colleges, whether they are state universities or private colleges or even private Christian colleges. So much of that comes from a man's perspective, and our curriculum, what we call a biblical world and life view, is from God's perspective.
So we're basically saying that Whitfield College is trying to construct a self-consciously, biblically-based education that sees every aspect of life from a theological perspective with an emphasis of how to approach those diverse areas based on the truths that are derived from the Word of God. They may not be explicit necessarily, but are at least implied from the principles of Scripture.
Absolutely. What I am hoping continue to develop is the student's skills in writing. You said something earlier, and we were talking about it, about how that it's very difficult to find good textbooks, all in the major different fields, whether they be in history and government and politics, political issues, education. I could go on and on and on. Wouldn't it be wonderful that if we give them the education that they really can get from Whitfield, and they'd be the future writers of these textbooks, and they would be able to really generate a lot more of textbooks that would be worthy to be used to educate our children from a biblical worldview.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Phil Masons from the website Theology Today Apologetic Ministries. It's a website from a Reformed point of view that deals with expressions of Christianity that aren't Reformed. Movements such as the Word of Faith and the Signs and Wonders, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Roman Catholicism, as well as hyperpreterism. With over 400 articles, the Theology Today Apologetic Ministries podcast, as well as videos, I trust that you'll find everything that you need to make a sound decision whether or not to follow these movements. Thanks for stopping by. And now back to True Believer with Dr. Kenneth Talbot on the Whitfield Radio Network.
All right, we're back. Dr. Talbot, what are the expectations for potential students as to the quality of the education that they would receive in coming to Whitfield Theological Seminary?
Well, potential students can expect a high-quality academic education. The students learn how to learn, first of all. And they are really immersed in intense research. They really learn how to dig information out, dig the principles out, and then how do they apply those principles. I think Whitfield students become excellent communicators, especially in the field of writing. Each course requires a research paper with a thesis and an outline that with works that are cited and or essays that elaborate on the principles and or information that is obtained in the course of studies. And they can expect that their post-secondary scores that they may be taking, like the GREs, which is the graduate record examinations, will be much higher than the average graduate from a state university or private college or even Christian college. We have found through some of our research that our students score at a much higher average on the GREs than students from campus colleges. There are many graduate schools that have accepted our students, not all of them because we are non-accredited. But many more of them now are willing to take them in as a student because of their high degree of intelligence and their academic skills. And I think in their minds they are saying, okay, so the school's not accredited, but look at the scores. Look at the work. Do we want this kind of a student? And I think more and more they're coming to the realization that accreditation is not absolutely necessary to get a great education.
You've been talking about the student developing a quality education. Could you kind of give us a step-by-step understanding of the processes that a student would go through in enrolling and then taking a course of study with Whitfield?
Well, first, A student can, once they are fully registered, they can order his or her course on our website at whitfieldcollege.org and pay for it with their own credit card, or they can contact me in order to order their courses for them, and then they, you know, send a check to the college offices here in Lakeland. The courses are normally shipped within 3 to 10 days, and after receiving those courses, they will begin by listening to the lecture CD. Normally, there's anywhere between 15 and 25 lectures per course. And after listening to the lectures, they do lecture summaries for each lecture. And then, when that is finished, they will read the textbook or textbooks and write chapter summaries for each each chapter of the book, or in some cases, if the book is a smaller book, it will be a whole book summary. And some courses, they write essays that will identify a principle in a text or elaborate on that principle. Finally, the student will write a research paper with the thesis statement and a balanced outline of various sizes. Most we start with freshmen with 1,500-word research papers, and it works its way up through the years until they become seniors, and usually it's up to 5,000 words. But let me just say something here. I have found, since I have become the full-time academic dean, that our students, more than do I see students writing under the 1,500 or the 5,000, they go over them. It's because they've become such good writers and they want to express everything that they have learned, they just continue to write.
So they are basically word crunchers if you go to Whitfield. That's what you're saying.
Well, I don't know that they're crunchers. They're elaborators. Anyway, when they have completed all these requirements, then they can put them in Word documents, and then they go to the website, they upload them into the grading department, and then the student's work comes directly to me. I receive it, I review it, look it over, and then I decide on which one of our professors will grade it, and then I will assign it to that professor. Then I will email the student telling them that I received it, reviewed it, just give them some basic things that kind of stood out of their work for me, and then I will assign the class to one of our professors. The professor who grades the work then will not just put a grade on the website and let it go at that. So many colleges do that. You do it, you turn it in, and there's the grade. However, we try to approach this in a different way, and that is where the professor will give comments as to the quality of the work and counsel the student on how to improve their work. And then the comments and the grades are sent to me, and I must approve them before they are assigned to the student's records on the website. Then the student can go to the website, go to the grading department, go to their own with using their own username and password, and they can then look at all of the courses that they have taken, and they can click on the course that was just graded, and the comments, the grade and the comments are always kept for those students, so they have them all the time. Some courses have work, of course, that must be sent in by the U.S. Postal Service and graded manually, but we always then post the grade and the comments online if it is possible.
All right, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back. And we have a few Whitfield students to join us online and to talk with us about their experience being involved in the Whitfield College program.
Parents,
Are you looking for a college to send your children to in the near future? Hi, I'm Dr. Randall Talbot, the Executive Vice President and Academic Dean of Whitfield College. Let me share with you why I think you should consider Whitfield College. First, Whitfield brings a Christian college education home to you. We are a distant learning online institution. Second, Whitfield provides a biblical worldview college education. Third, affordability. Because we are a distance learning institution, we can provide a high academic education that you can afford. The average tuition for most online colleges is $300 or more per credit hour. At Whitfield, we charge $80 per credit hour. Fourth, graduates from Whitfield College are highly educated in the majors that we provide. We have graduates that have entered graduate schools all across the country in various different fields. Institutions like the University of Massachusetts of North Dartmouth, Liberty University Law School, and various seminaries. If you would like further information, you may visit the Whitfield College website at whitfieldcollege.org, or you may call the college offices at 863-683-7899. I am looking forward to hearing from you.
We have joining us today Elizabeth and Adam Walton. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Elizabeth and Adam, if you would you tell us something about your experience with Whitfield College and why you chose Whitfield for your undergraduate degree program?
Well, my experience with Whitfield College has been nothing but enjoyable. I've benefited greatly, and I think, in all honesty, it has changed my life in many ways, but I've seen that it has been a great and indispensable aid in my sanctification, as well as in my gaining of a thorough knowledge of what I would term biblical and covenantal theology, as well as a biblical view of history. And the primary reason that I chose Whitfield College was because I thought it very important to be able to stay at home under my parents' authority and be able to study from home. So that's primarily why I chose Whitfield. But I also loved the curriculum, which is why I chose Whitfield College above any other distance learning program that I could have done.
Adam?
Yes, sir. I have had a wonderful experience with Whitfield on many different levels. For me, I really think that all of the reading and writing and listening to the lectures has taught me more than just facts, but taught me how to think and how to process material on a very wide range and scale, and to approach it in a manner that is not only biblically sound, but also logically consistent and systematic, such that I have a consistent worldview that's not segregated and compartmentalized, but that's integrated and consistently coherent whole. And that is one of the greatest benefits, I think, to my experience thus far in Whitfield College, and one of the things for which I'm most grateful.
In talking about the quality of the education you received at Whitfield, can you speak to the fact that Whitfield tries to establish a theological base that reaches into a world life view in the bulk of its curriculum?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate the way that Whitfield starts the first, the first 2 years, really, and goes through all of the biblical and systematic theology with the biblical doctrine courses and the courses on Christian ethics, etc., such that you aren't thrown into secular thought initially and expected to formulate an answer to that based on the little knowledge you had already, but they build in a biblical foundation very firmly first, and then they start to expose you to the classical writers and the philosophers, etc., in a context which approaches those things not from a not with an eye to the fallacy of neutrality, trying to be politically correct or open to error, but that approaches all subjects with a very definite view to maintaining Scripture as the final standard and authority for truth, maintaining the Christian faith as the only consistent position. And I think in that way it really fortifies a student when they have had that grounding in the first 2 years. By the time they get to the more advanced courses in philosophy, where they're confronted with the thinking of the world, that confrontation with the world only serves to then further strengthen their Christian faith, whereas if it was presented in a context that had not been thoroughly grounded in biblical truth, it might have undermined or shaken one's biblical faith. And so I think that the way in which they do that is very, very helpful.
Elizabeth, would you like to add something to that?
Yes, sir. I would just echo what Adam said about the fact that for me, I found it indispensable that I was so soaked and saturated in the Scriptures from day one, and in a thoroughly Christian world and life view, that immediately upon encountering non-biblical thought, it would leap up as a red flag and immediately send flare signals that I greatly appreciate the way Whitfield grounds their students in the truth first and foremost and primarily, so that they're rapidly able to discern error later on when they encounter it.
Let me ask you this, since you're involved in this Whitfield program. Talk to me just a little bit about the advantages of doing distance education over a traditional campus program. What do you see as those major benefits you've received?
Well, I would just say, again, harkening back to earlier, that I've found indispensable the fact that I've been able to be at home living with a godly and Christian family. I've been able to maintain ties with a strong Christian and covenantal community in church as well as in our town, and I've also been able to learn from wiser and more godly adults as I've been in college, instead of constantly being thrown amongst peers and those my age who really have no knowledge to build upon and knowledge to share with me beyond what I'm experiencing and going through already myself. And I've also thoroughly enjoyed the fact that I've been able to speed up the process of my college education and do it on my own time schedule, such that I can actually graduate in under 4 years and can continue pursuing further studies.
How do you plan to use your education that you've received from Whitfield in the future?
Well, first and foremost, I have told my family over and over again that I believe that my education that I've received through Whitfield will prepare me to train my own children in a wonderful way. I'm excited about using all the books and the knowledge to be able to bless my family as well as my younger siblings. I have two very young siblings that are still at home that are being brought up and learning right now, so I plan to be able to utilize my education to bless them in that way as well. I also would love to pursue graduate studies, perhaps through Whitfield Theological Seminary, and further my studies that way as well.
Adam?
I am actually right now planning to apply and attend law school. So that is, it's my hope to apply the education that I've gained through Whitfield to move into the area of law and legal matters, as well as hopefully someday politics and statesmanship and public service. I see a real need for men in the area of law and government policy to be grounded in an explicitly Christian faith that goes to the very core of their view of law, their view of society and economics, and the role of government as it interacts with the lives of the citizens, and in building a full culture and state that reflects God's glory as was intended by our founders.
And I understand, Elizabeth and Adam, that you have a brother that is graduating from the Liberty University Law School. Would you like to talk about him? Because he is a former graduate of Whitfield College.
Yes, sir. We would love to. Ben has thoroughly benefited from his Whitfield education. He actually has told his professors and the dean of Liberty University School of Law that he believes Whitfield to have given him a superior education. He is very grateful for the fact that he was grounded in Christian philosophy, such that when he encountered law and government in his classes, he was already thoroughly trained in how to think and how to reason logically and systematically and cohesively, such that it was very easy for him to transition into a law school setting. And he has also been an immense blessing to his professors as well as the other students in helping them to embrace a more comprehensively covenantal theology, as well as viewing the law from a biblical perspective, which he says that he was greatly benefited by many of Greg Bonson's teachings in regard to biblical morality and ethics. And he's in Whitfield College, and he's able to incorporate a lot of that material into blessing other students and faculty members as well with what he's learned.
Adam and Elizabeth, this is Dr. Randy Talbot. I'm your academic dean of the college, as you know. I also hear that in April, I think Ben's going to go to Chicago, isn't he? Could you tell us about that for just a minute?
Yes, sir. While at Liberty, one of the things that Ben has enjoyed doing perhaps the most is entering into the moot court tournaments there. And earlier on in March of this year, and, well, backing up to last year, March of last year, he went with another team from Liberty. There were two teams, and his team at the regional ABA moot court tournament in Washington, D.C., they won that regional tournament and proceeded to the national tournament in Chicago, where they entered 16th in the nation. And earlier this March, they went again to D.C. in the regionals, and they won that regional tournament and are going again to Chicago this April for the national ABA moot court tournament. And we have yet to see what they will do, but their professor is very optimistic, and they're very excited about it. And that's one of the things that Ben has enjoyed doing the most, I think, in law school.
That's great. And he was a major in Christian philosophy. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and that's what you're majoring in also, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I think Elizabeth also.
Yes, sir.
Great. Wonderful.
Well, Elizabeth and Adam, thank you very much for joining us on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lord bless you. Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
you,
sir,
too.
You too.
Joining us now on the phone is Whitney Dotson. Whitney, I've heard you've been involved in outside activities such as speaking at tea parties and various interview radio programs. Would you kind of share that information with us on how you've been involved in some of these outside activities?
I'd love to. I'll actually be speaking at a Nashville tea party April 15th at an auditorium there on the parental rights issue, because I've been very involved with the parental rights issue. And I'm always trying to inform myself on the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and how that is going with our nation. But I have also spoken at one radio show in Florida, actually twice, and then another time in Massachusetts, and then twice here in Knoxville. So God has given me the opportunity in many different outlets to speak on this issue, because not enough parents are aware of this, and not enough parents even recognize the danger of taking the natural rights of parenthood away through government. And I also actually do write voluntarily for ProLifeUnity.com as well as SGI.org. So God has blessed me this opportunity while I can remain in the home as I believe God desires me to be.
Whitney, that's wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Whitfield College and why you chose to do your undergraduate degree program with the Whitfield program?
Yes, I'd love to. Actually, I first encountered Whitfield College, the name of it, through a book on corresponding courses and online courses and things like that. So I first read about it on an interview from this one lady who talked about it, how she stayed at home and was able to take courses through that way. And I am personally much more of a homebody than anything else. I love to be with my family. And I was homeschooled from third grade to graduation, so Whitfield College was a perfect extension of that experience, almost identical, actually. And that's how I stumbled upon it. And, you know, there aren't very many conservative Christian colleges in the United States, as Whitfield is. So I was very pleased to, there are very many bonuses with this school.
What do you think about the quality of education that's offered through the Whitfield program?
The quality of education through Whitfield, I think, is excellent because, first of all, it suits what the Scripture calls for an education to be. As far as making Christ central, I've found that every course that I have done through Whitfield has made Christ central. And just like the books that I'm reading right now is Teaching through the Trivium and a Guide to American Christian Education for the Home and School. And one thing I've enjoyed about it is that it does make Christ central and it glorifies Christ. And it is highly academic, but what I value most is that it makes Scripture central to every aspect of learning.
That's excellent. What do you see as advantages of doing the Whitfield program personally? How is it beneficial to you to be able to stay at home and receive your education through distance education?
Well, personally, if I was outside of the home doing courses through a different sort of college, not only would I probably not receive such a Christian education, but also I probably wouldn't be able to do some of the extracurricular and extra activities that I do outside of school, such as the tea parties. And I don't think that I would have the availability to do that. With the Whitfield studies at home, I can do my duties with my family, which I still do have, and I also actually help out with my brother with his studies. And with the writing, as far as that goes, I probably wouldn't be able to be updated on these issues, on political issues like I am, if I was outside at a different college.
Well, let me ask you one last question, then I'm going to turn you over to your academic dean, Dr. Randall Talbot. How do you plan on using your education you've received from Whitfield in your future?
Well, I'm leaving it up to God entirely. My personal desire would be, I always tell everyone, you know, if it's God's will, I want to get married and have kids and be able to homeschool them and to bring them up in a Christian education just as I was brought up in. I think that truly is the most desirable occupation that a woman can have. But if that is not God's will, I would love to either teach at a Christian school or go on to learning about law and constitutional law and defending in that way, sort of almost as Mike Ferris does for HSLDA.
All right. Listen, we have Dr. Randall Talbot with us. If you would, Dr. Talbot.
Hi, Whitney.
Hey, Dr. Talbot.
It's good to talk to you again. Whitney Dotson, but this is a family education, isn't it? Do you have a sister who attends Whitfield?
I do, Ashley Dotson.
Well, wonderful. I've noticed that especially in your work, that your writing skills are continuing to show improvement and great depth in your writing. How has the design of the education of Whitfield helped you with your writing?
Well, of course, you know, that ability is a gift from God, for one thing, and I also believe that my experience in homeschooling through my mother also extended that. But through Whitfield, I believe that the books that have been chosen for the curriculum have furthered my thought and have caused me to think on issues that I might not have otherwise thought of in such a scope and with such biblical centrality.
In the design of the research papers, in other words, being able to, first of all, requiring to have a thesis and then prove that thesis, has that helped you in what you're doing outside, knowing that you have a point, you have a thesis, and then you prove it? Has that kind of approach, you know, kind of helped you in that way?
It has, because my mind, I'm constantly thinking about, you know, inequalities or arguments, and in a good way, to glorify God. And I do believe that working on research papers and having to think logically through these papers and have to prove what I'm trying to argue has helped me with the arguments and the debates that I've confronted through these other extra activities. So as far as defending life, for instance, I did write a research paper on life and on protecting the unborn for my ethics paper. And I think thinking in that way, you know, instead of expecting someone to give me the answer for something, thinking in the way that the Whitfield courses have asked me to has helped me to consider things from a biblical and a logical standpoint.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Whitney, for visiting us here. And I know that you are a gifted student, and you have a lot of enthusiasm, and I know from listening to other people that you definitely are going to do great things for our Lord.
Well, thank you, Dr. Talbot. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Whitney. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
We really want to thank Elizabeth Walton, Adam Walton, and Whitney Dotson for their testimonies. We really appreciate the work that they do. They're very fine students, high-quality academic students with the Whitfield College program. Dr. Talbot, what are the tuition rates for undergraduate students in the Whitfield College program?
It's $80 per credit hour.
And how could a potential student who might be listening to our show get into contact with the college? Can they call the offices? Can they talk to you by email?
Yeah, they can call the offices at 863-683-7899, or they can email me at academicdean@whitfieldcollege.org. May I add one thing?
Sure, go right ahead.
Our $80 per credit hour is done so that Christian families, and it was so nice to have Elizabeth and Adam on brother and sister. And what is so exciting is it's affordable. $80 per credit hour is probably one third of what the average online Christian college and or other colleges are. And we're doing it for one reason, and that is to make it feasible for these students of a whole family, and we have quite a few families that have a large number of children that all go to the school, and it's feasible for them to get a good academic education with that kind of tuition.
Well, Dr. Talbot, thank you so much for joining us today on Whitfield Radio, our True Believer show, and let me encourage those of you out there, if you know students who are looking to get a quality education, we encourage you to go to the WhitfieldCollege.org site, take a look at the program, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact Dr. Randall Talbot, the academic dean. He would answer any and every question that you would have for him. I want to thank you for being with us today on True Believer. Thank all of you for listening to our show. Visit us, if you will, on Facebook. Become a fan of Whitfield Radio. You can go to WhitfieldRadio.com to view future program offerings. I hope you'll join us in our next show, where our guest will be Dr. Gary Cranton. We will be looking at a new book that is soon to be published entitled Interpreting Edwards. It's dealing with the theology and the philosophy of Jonathan Edwards. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
You've been listening to Whitfield Radio. Whitfield Radio is a division of Whitfield College and Theological Seminary. Music is provided by our friend, Dr. Phil Kagi, and we encourage you to visit his website at philkagi.com. philkagi.com. This is Dr. Bill Sullivan saying thank you for joining us, and check out our website for the next scheduled show. Have a blessed day.